This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby held a news conference this morning alongside Joint Staff's Major General Hank Taylor, briefing reporters on the situation in Afghanistan, including efforts to evacuate American civilians and Afghani refugees from the country. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
Pentagon fighters are guarding the Kabul airport's perimeter and are talking with U.S. commanders inside the gates.
There have been discussions. There is communication.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there have been no new hostile encounters with the militants at the airport as the evacuations of Americans and Afghans continue. The Joint Staff's Major General Hank Taylor says the evacuation pace will pick up.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
Though he says that could change based on the weather and security conditions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Taliban spokesperson today said the United Kingdom and its Western allies have a moral obligation to help reconstruct Afghanistan. Suhail Shaheen was interviewed by British broadcaster Sky News.
Development, I think this is their obligation because they were behind the destruction of the of Afghanistan during the 20 years. So now it is their moral obligation to also help to reconstruct Afghanistan and to help the people to start a new life, in a new chapter of Afghanistan.
Regarding the government staff who worked for the previous administration, Shaheen said their properties will be saved and their honor and their lives are safe. This is VOA News. With the U.S. military drawdown in Afghanistan, China says it is ready to move ahead in its relations with the Taliban. But foreign policy experts say Beijing remains apprehensive about what comes next and may not devote a vast security and economic commitment to Afghanistan in the near future. Zariah Shackley has this for Associated Press.
According to a foreign ministry statement, China's foreign minister Wang Yi, in a phone call with Secretary of State Antony Blinken, blamed what he called America's hasty military withdrawal, the chaos accompanying the Taliban's seizure of power in Afghanistan. Wang said that China and the U.S. should cooperate on global issues and regional hotspots, but the U.S. cannot on the one hand deliberately curb and suppress China to damage China's legitimate rights and interests, and on the other hand count on China to offer support and coordination. I'm Zariah Shackley.
U.S. news outlets say the Biden administration will begin urging all Americans who have not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to get an additional shot. The added dose is intended to offer more protection against the highly contagious Delta variant that has led to a wave of new infections. Federal health officials are expected to announce sometime this week that Americans should get an extra shot, commonly known as a booster, 8 months after their initial inoculation. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn, meanwhile, reports a former Archbishop of St. Louis who has spoken out against COVID-19 vaccinations is now hospitalized with the virus.
A Catholic cardinal who had criticized the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic is on a ventilator with COVID-19. Cardinal Raymond Burke is one of the more outspoken conservatives in the Catholic Church and has expressed skepticism over the COVID vaccines. His staff has tweeted out the cleric is in the hospital on a ventilator, but doctors are encouraged by his progress. The former Archbishop of St. Louis criticized how governments have handled the pandemic. Last spring, Burke spoke out against mandatory vaccinations, saying some in society want to implant microchips in people. He also referred to COVID-19 as the Wuhan virus, a derogatory term coined by Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. The depression regained storm status overnight after on Monday, adding to the misery of the thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. Grace has also forced overwhelmed hospitals and rescuers to act quickly. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.